In Karma Yoga, what is the aim? The aim is to know the Divine's will and to make the Divine's will active through our instrumentality. This is the aim. To discover the Divine's will and to make that will active through our instrumentality. The human consciousness, the human mind, the human will becomes simply a channel of the Divine's will. That is Karma Yoga. What is the instrument? Instrument is human desire and human will. The desire is purified. The desire is sublimated. The desire is brought to the highest level so that it becomes a will. And the will becomes powerful. So powerful that it can bear the flow of the Divine's will. So the instrument is desire and will. What is the method? The method first is to seize upon the central point of desire and to operate upon it, to make an operation of it. What is the central sting of desire? It is a desire to enjoy the fruits of action. Therefore, the first step in Karma Yoga is to deal with this desire to enjoy the fruits of action. By means of renunciation, this is the method. Renounce the fruits of action which are to be enjoyed. Secondly, to renounce action itself. First is to renounce the fruits of action. The second is to renounce action itself. In other words, to offer the action to the one to whom action really belongs, with the knowledge that when we think that we are the doers of action, we are ignorant. Really speaking, action proceeds from a higher source, not from us. And therefore, whatever action is performed by us is to be brought back to its original source, to become aware of it and to offer it to the original source. You realize that there is a master of action, which you are not, ourselves. There is a master of action from whom action proceeds. We are only usurpers of that action. We believe that we are doing action. I am the doer. To get rid of this ignorance and to refer the action to the Supreme Lord from whom the action proceeds. So offering the action, this is called the yajna, the sacrifice of action. So that even action you are not doing. Whatever you think you are doing is also offered to the Divine. It is sent back as it were to the Divine. The sense I am the doer is also abolished. And then we come to the third step of Karma Yoga, in which action is seen to be proceeding from the Supreme. As Sri Aurobindo says, the aim of karma yoga is to become like a bow. The bow itself cannot act. It is only an instrument. For an action of the bow, you require an arrow. You require a target. And you require somebody who puts the arrow on the bow and shoots it. The aim of karma yoga, and this is the last step of the method of karma yoga, is to become exactly like a bow, so that you see very clearly that there is an arrow which is produced by the divine, there is a target which is also decided by the divine, and there is a shooter who is the divine himself. So to realize that the divine himself is a shooter, he himself is the arrow, he himself is the target, and as far as you are concerned, you are only a bow, an instrument. This is the method of karma yoga.
That is what nimitta matram bhavati.
Nimitta matram, that's right. You become only the instrument. Similarly, jnana yoga. What is the aim of jnana yoga? The aim of jnana yoga is to know the Supreme, the highest, the ultimate. That is the aim. What is the instrument? Instrument is intellectual discrimination. In Raja Yoga, instrument was the mind, and there is a distinction between mind and intellect. Intellect is the operation of the pure reason in which you see the distinction between the real and the unreal.
Would this be Viveka?
Pardon? Viveka, Viveka Buddhi. You discriminate between the real and the unreal. So the instrument is the Viveka Buddhi. And what is the method? Method is to allow Viveka Buddhi to meditate upon the real positively and to withdraw itself from the unreal negatively. It's a negative method and the positive method. In simple terms, it would mean the real is the Supreme, and to concentrate upon the Supreme until the consciousness is melted into the Supreme. And negatively, to constantly meditate upon the idea, I am not that which is other than the Supreme. Whatever presents itself as oneself normally is to be rejected. I am the body, I am the life, I am the mind. These are the normal operations of our perception of ourselves. These three propositions are false according to Jnana Yoga. I am not the body, I am not the life, I am not the mind. Therefore, the negative meditation is upon these three propositions. I am not the body, I am not the life, I am not the mind, I am not the ego.
That means it goes with Shankaracharya Manobuddhi Ahankara Chitta Vinaham.
Chidananda Rupa Shivoham Shivoham. So you concentrate upon Shivoham, I am what? I am Shiva. I am the Supreme. This is the method of Jnana Yoga.